From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall.
This is considered the problem no one wants to talk about.
Joe Chevalier is an investigative reporter for the Bucks County Courier-Times.
No one's keeping track of it. The one national group, the North American Cremation Society, estimates about 2 million urns of ashes are unclaimed right now. And that's in North America. That's including Canada.
Joe and her reporting partner, James McGinnis, have been looking into the hundreds of bodies left at morgues in the Philly suburbs with no one to claim them.
After 36 hours, if someone is not claimed by their next of kin after death, they are considered unclaimed. And that gives the coroner or medical examiner's office the ability to, for lack of a better word, dispose of the remains.
Why do so many bodies go unclaimed? And how are some coroners going above and beyond in keeping those bodies from unmarked graves?
Today on The Why, putting souls to rest.
Joe, why don't you start off by telling us about Frances Salinger?
Frances Salinger was 92 years old. She was living in a nursing home. The nursing home was in the process of getting guardianship of her because she had no known family. Before that could happen, Frances passed away, and her body was taken to the Montgomery County Coroner's Office, which was unable to find any next of kin for her. And the deputy coroner...
My name is Alexander Balaki, and I'm the first deputy coroner at the Montgomery County Coroner's Office.
...submitted some of Francis's information that he had about her to an online volunteer group of people who are sleuths, so to speak, who will help coroners and medical examiners identify individuals, find their families, so they don't have to go unclaimed. In the meanwhile, when no one claimed Frances, the coroner's office opted to donate her body to medical schools for student learning purposes, anatomy classes. About 9 months later, the volunteer group had tracked down Frances's husband, who apparently died in 1983.
And that's how we found out that there was an extra plot for her.
So with that information, Alex Biaki started to try to find out what happened where Francis's body was donated. He was able to track it down to the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. He contacted the hospital, or the medical school, and was told that serendipitously they were getting ready to cremate Francis, and her ashes would have been buried in a mass grave.
I didn't want her to go to a mass grave with all the other people that were kind enough to donate their body to science.
Alex asked that Francis's ashes be returned to the coroner's office, which is something that normally does not happen. He also found an obituary that mentioned the name of Francis's son, who was also buried in the same cemetery. The obituary also mentioned the name of a granddaughter, Ashley Govberg, and he contacted her.
I felt a wave of emotion. It was like something I never felt before. I honestly hadn't thought about my grandmother in years, and I didn't know what happened to her.
Ashley's mother and her grandmother, her father's mother, didn't really have a very good relationship. So they basically drifted apart over the years, and she lost touch with her grandmother. So she never knew her grandmother was in a nursing home. She never knew what happened to her. But she immediately tells the coroner, no, I'll come and I'm going to get the ashes.
I was so happy that I could put her with her husband and my father.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking to Joe Chevalier, reporter for the Bucks County Courier-Times, about why so many bodies go unclaimed.
Are there sort of economic reasons that people don't get claimed?
What I was told by funeral directors as well as coroners is that is the most frequently cited reason for families saying that they can't claim a loved one. The cost of a direct cremation in southeastern Pennsylvania, I'm told by the Pennsylvania Funeral Home Association, is somewhere around $2,500 to $3,000. Mm-hmm. That's just a direct cremation. A lot of people can't afford that.
Well, Joe, if you are a family member of someone who's passed away and you refuse to pick up those remains, who pays for that?
Taxpayers are paying for these, to cremate these individuals, to, you know, get out their death certificates, to store them. That's all being paid for by taxpayers.
Joe, how often do coroners find next of kin only to have nobody pick up the body?
The coroner's offices I spoke to don't keep records of that, but anecdotally they said it happens quite frequently, where they are able to track down a next of kin and they refuse to claim a body.
And the reasons for that are mostly economic.
Yes, economic, followed by estrangement.
So Joe, in the case of military veterans, as long as they've been honorably discharged, they're entitled to a free burial at a military cemetery. Now this brings up the case of David Bauer, and I should just say, as a warning to our listeners, that we're going to be talking about suicide here. David Bauer had no family or close friends, and he had to do something a little extraordinary to make sure his final wishes were known, right?
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
When that letter was shared with me, it was so moving.
My name is David Bauer, and upon receipt of this letter, I will most likely be dead. I just couldn't get the war and the death of Jim and Steve out of my head, and I can't take it anymore.
David Bauer was a Vietnam veteran, and he wrote at least four letters, and one of those people was Dan Fraley,
Director of Veteran Affairs in Bucks County.
And the letter arrived on Dan's desk. He opens it. He reads it.
It was sad. I mean, he apparently lived a life that he didn't want to live.
It was essentially a suicide note with a request.
All I am asking is that my body be buried with the respect I earned as a war veteran. Sir, as I have no living relative, father, mother, brother, sister, wife, or children, no one will claim this body. Please see that I am buried in the nearest national cemetery to Bristol, PA, as I have no burial plot.
Dan Fraley, he could have thought, you know what, this is a joke. He could have thrown it out.
Yeah.
And David Bauer would be one of those unclaimed in Bucks County Coroner's office. But he didn't. Dan Fraley is a Vietnam veteran himself. He, you know, he called the police. The police went and checked the home. Unfortunately, David Bauer had completed suicide.
I knew his body was going to be taken up to the coroner's office here in Bucks County, which it was. and nobody, the body was going to be up there for 30 days. This is what the coroner told me, so we had 30 days to act on this.
Dan started making phone calls to funeral homes in the area, and the first three would not do the funeral. The fourth
one that I called was Graziano Funeral Home in Bristol. I did actually talk to Mr. Graziano, who was a World War II veteran, and he said that he would send a car up, a hearse, to pick up David Bauer's body at the coroner's office. So he was buried at that cemetery, Beverly National Cemetery, with full military honors, the way that he wanted it.
So in that case, you know, it really took two fairly extraordinary things to happen. You know, one was David Bauer reaching out proactively to make sure that people knew his wishes, and somebody on the other end, Dan Fraley, who would follow through and take some action. Absent those things, what would happen in a case like David Bauer's?
David Bauer would be up in the unclaimed remains portion of the morgue.
So, Joe, if you know that this is something that could happen to you, as David Bauer seemed to, you don't have family, you're kind of living a fairly solitary lifestyle, what are some things that you can do to sort of make sure this doesn't happen?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost is you need to have some kind of documentation somewhere about what your final wishes are, even if it's not a will. And you should also have, some way of paying for it. Or if you're a military veteran, you need to prove that you have honorably been discharged and entitled to a military burial. If you enter into a nursing home or hospital or facility of that sort, perhaps they should be making sure that you have some kind of a final wishes plan in place, or that someone knows what your final wishes are. Otherwise, you will end up unclaimed.
Well, Joe, this is really important stuff. Thank you so much for talking to
us. Thank you so much, Joe.
It's my pleasure.
You can read Joe's whole series, The Unclaimed, at BucksCountyCourierTimes.com, where you can also find a list of all unclaimed bodies in Bucks and Montgomery counties in Pennsylvania and Burlington County, New Jersey.
And you can reach the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 800-273-8255. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall.
And me, Shai Ben-Yaakov.
Along with Alex Stern, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. This episode was produced by Xavier Lopez.
Tweet us at Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And at Annette J.H.
We'll be back Monday.